This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
As we start the year, a lot of people always look around and decide it's time to get into better shape, and we want to cover that this afternoon from the vantage point of the YMCA of Douglas County. Stephen Stanfield, the new CEO, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle. It's great to be back.
So overall, there's always an interest among pretty much everybody at the beginning of the year. For some reason, people evaluate, you know, how they're doing physically. They evaluate a lot of times other aspects of their life, too. And they look around. And I think I saw something, in the past week that somebody said, oh, I should open a gym and then I can close it in 6 weeks.
You know, right?
Because a lot of people, that tends to be, okay, yeah, let's do this. And then it's like, no, we'll just stay in bed. Do you see increased interest in the beginning of the year?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, they call it New Year's resolutions because it's a time to reset and kind of recalibrate what your goals are for the year. And that's great. And so, you know, in my opinion, I truly believe the resolutions for this year are that recalibration. It's about connecting and reconnecting with our community. You know, I was reading some articles over the past few weeks and about our health and our lasting effects from coming off the pandemic, and article after article confirmed that, you know, it's so important at this point to take care of our mind and our body and to connect with people. And that's what it's all about. So, you know, getting out there, getting involved, and just being a part of something. You know, I was reading just the other day, you know, straight from the Mayo Clinic, just how to deal with our health, how to enhance our health and wellness. You know, of course, it's regular physical activity. It's eating healthy and staying hydrated with our water, getting enough sleep, avoid alcohol, tobacco, and drugs. You know, limit the screen time because that can actually increase stress levels. And that's what we're coming off of from the pandemic, is just that overall higher base level of stress and being isolated. Making sure we're getting enough relaxation and recharge time. So that's doing hobbies, again, talking with people, getting out, doing things that we may not have been doing for a little while. And the main thing is connecting with others, making those connections with new people, with people that maybe you haven't for a while, doing things for others, find purpose in helping others, volunteer, help a friend, family, or a neighbor. You know, as they say, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together, right? Health and wellness is a lifelong journey. So it's really about who you're with on this journey. And, you know, and the Y is a connector. It is truly a place where you can connect with yourself and with others.
You know, it's interesting, and we just got this in a few minutes ago. I haven't even had time to really address it. It'll be a story that you'll see on 541 Radio over the weekend. But an announcement out of Congress about around $6+ million in funding for mental health professionals to work in schools in Douglas County. And the educators we've talked to in recent days talk about that mental health aspect coming through a pandemic. Adults, kids, it really, you know, wrung people out, and it's had some troubling, potentially long-term impacts if people don't get reconnected and you know, if they do stay isolated, which it feels like some people still are doing.
It's true. You're absolutely right. And it's great that they're funding those modalities so we can address those issues, because they are, you know, especially in our kids who remained isolated or who are remaining isolated, just so they know that there's a place out there, there's places out there so they can reconnect. And it's really, you know, it's important. It's paramount to our overall health and wellness in the long term, from our stress levels to just the overall sense of belonging. Our social emotional health is so important. And so, you know, our resolutions, connect with people, connect, get out there and be a part of something and work on your physical and mental health.
Now, we talked to you right as you began. I'm trying to remember how long you've actually been at the Y.
So starting in this role as the CEO, I've been here for a little over 4 months, but I also worked at this YMCA a number of years ago from 2014 to 2017, and I was the Healthy Living Director. So I lived and breathed this aspect of people coming into the Y, using the Y to enhance their health and their wellness. And what I see time and time again is it's about being with other people. Again, we can do this on our own. We can exercise and do all the things that we need. But when we're there together and we meet new people and we talk, we have those conversations, we socialize, we find new things, it creates such a synergistic effect on our health. And that's what we see across the board.
How do you feel you're settling in? I mean, you've got an advantage having been here in the past as opposed to just walking into this role having not a lot of background on Roseburg. So I'm sure that's pretty helpful. But to come in and lead the organization, how do you feel things are going?
Yeah, thank you. It's great. I'm right where I want to be, serving this community through the mission of the YMCA. I've been part of the YMCA for not quite 10 years on and off, and it aligns with all of my values around health and wellness, connecting with people, making sure that we're inclusive. The Y is for all. And making sure our community, we create a safe, a fun place for everyone, from our children to our seniors in the community who need a place to connect, work on themselves, and work together to enhance the overall health of our community.
So have you looked around and kind of thought of some ideas or new projects that maybe you're working on for the future?
Great question. We sure do. So the YMCA has a new youth space that's in creation. It is open, but there's more and more things coming about it. So it includes 3D printing. We're starting an esports gaming league. It's an area for youth to study. We have a big STEM project table, and we've got some programs in the future to help kids learn that science, technology, engineering, math, great place for kids to connect. And then we've got some plans for a beautiful 3,000 square foot indoor-outdoor activity space. So we've got some funds to build out a space so we can have day camps, youth activities, fitness, wellness programs going on year-round, and it'll be kind of that open-air, indoor-outdoor space that a lot of people are getting more used to after, again, coming off the pandemic. So we're really excited to get that underway.
So that would be in addition to the building now?
That's correct. So we have this kind of underutilized space between two of our buildings. It's essentially a big courtyard, and so we're gonna get it covered and turfed, or have a really nice substrate in there so we can have awesome activities for kids to have fun and enjoy, functional exercise, camp programs through the summer that we can address and give kids new skills and build confidence and have fun, being with each other. So yeah, we're really excited for it.
Now, it's winter. A lot of times people find it a little challenging to get in shape or stay in shape during these colder, wetter days. But if they come over to the Y this time of year, what kinds of things are going on?
Well, the Y, it's the place where it happens. The Y is for all. So, across the board, we meet the needs for everyone. We have our weight room, we have our cardio equipment, functional fitness areas, and we also have the classes. Again, making those connections from all levels of fitness and health, strength classes, yoga, bar classes, senior fitness, water fitness, so a little bit more therapeutic. So for those who may not, want to be on the ground pounding away, you can get in the water and move your body. And we have incredible instructors who teach cycling and Zumba, everything across the board. And the great thing is we also have those professionals that are here to help you through your process. So if you're new to the gym, new to exercise, we can help. We have, we have personal training to help guide you through your journey. We have, people in place to help you. Even if you just need to be introduced to a new piece of equipment or the gym, we can help you through that, set you up with a program, and so you can feel confident coming into that gym, because we welcome you with open arms to come in, connect, and be a part of the Y, because it's a great place. And we also have the programs. We have programs throughout the year. Child care, we have affordable child care. We offer monthly swim lessons, so we are that point of contact to address water safety, making sure our kids in our community, we know we have a lot of water around us, to make sure that they are confident, know how to swim, stay safe around water. Pickleball program. We have over 130 people in our pickleball club playing Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We have basketball for kids and adults. You know, we start our youth basketball program this month, and we have 180 kids signed up, and we're wow. so excited to have them all participate. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting year.
So, obviously, maybe a wider age range of things going on than maybe people would initially think.
It again, the why is for all. We have from newborns coming to our play gym program that's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, who enjoy a big open atmosphere, giant playground, from, you know, all the way up to ages 7, all the way to, you know, you name it, 101. We have a member who's also an instructor and has been a part of our Y. She's 101 years old. She shows up every day. She swims laps. She teaches kids how to swim. She's unbelievable. And that's not the only story. We have it across the board. Those who have been a part of the Y for 50 years, and those who are brand new to the Y and are coming in to connect and get energized and meet new people and get and participate.
It might be hard to exactly evaluate this, but any idea what maybe is the most popular parts of the Y?
Yeah, sure do. Great question. So, you know, our largest population is the 65 and over. You know, they come in, they're steadfast, and we have the classes and the water fitness and the lap swimming and everything from a therapeutic standpoint, activities and programs to offer that. The ages, you know, kind of 30 to 54 is kind of where we sit. That's kind of our second highest there. And then right, you know, in the mid-range of those, our youth, the 12 to 29-year-olds, from preteen, teenagers, all the way up to young adults. That's kind of where it hits in the middle. And again, we have the classes, the programs, and the great things at the Y to serve everyone.
More when we come back. Stephen Stanfield, the CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1247 on Inside Douglas County, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249. Lars Larson coming at 1. Listen to Umpqua Valley Live as we look at arts and entertainment community activities coming up at 4. Monday, we'll talk about the Roseburg Virtual School on Inside Douglas County. YMCA of Douglas County, Stephen Stanfield, the CEO, in with us today. Now, along with membership fees, how do you fund all these things that you have going on at the Y?
Great question. Well, you know, the YMCA is a 501c3 charity organization, so we receive funding from generous donors in the community. And when I say generous donors in the community, I mean anyone who makes the effort and chooses to give to the YMCA. You know, they can choose any nonprofit charity organization in the community to give to. And so when we receive those gifts, whether it's $5 or $500 or whatever it is, it's equally meaningful for us, because that means someone has taken the time and the thought to say, hey, I support the YMCA, and that's what we're here for. We also apply for grants that we can at any chance that we can, and that helps us keep our programs and services and our membership affordable, because we do get those grant fundings that help support the operations. We get funding through our programs themselves, so such as sports and other kind of fees for services, childcare, so they help pay, you know, the staff that we need to operate. But mostly we get, you know, memberships, program revenue, grants, and generous donations.
Now, being a nonprofit, you've got a board. I know that a lot of the names on the list are people that have been around for a long time. Some people are newer, but what do they do in terms of helping you?
Well, our board is an amazing group of community leaders and people throughout the community who really care for the Y, care for the mission of the Y, and are there to make sure that the Y succeeds. So the board's there to oversee all of our policies, review our financial stability to make sure that we're focused on the right things moving forward to keep us stable so we can continue moving forward and achieving the mission of the Y, and that's to serve our youth, serve our community, serve our families.
So how have they been helping you as you walk into this new role in the last 4 months?
Oh, they've been great. So I have just received the most warm welcome. They, you know, speaking to them one-on-one as a board, everything that I've put in front of them, we've had great discussions, and I think we're all on the same page as to how we're moving the Y forward into 2023 and beyond.
Now, what about other organizations in the community? Because I know sometimes I see different events or different activities happening, and it's not just one. It's two or three different groups that have kind of teamed up on something.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the great thing about this community and all of the organizations that collaborate together to make sure that, you know, we share in resources and we make sure that, you know, we're all focused on meeting the needs and giving the community what they want. And so, you know, we've partnered with organizations across the board, from ESD to for our youth space. We're working with Thrive Umpqua, UC Veg, Umpqua Valley Arts for some upcoming events in the early summer, spring and summer, for Healthy Kids Day and such. So any opportunity we can collaborate with other organizations just means that we can make a greater impact for the community and show up for our community in so many different ways. So yeah, we're all about working with and sharing with other organizations.
Have you been seeing more newer folks to the Y come in, people that maybe haven't been a part of the organization maybe ever, who've looked around after the last couple of years and said, okay, I got to do something?
We sure are. You know, I mean, it's great. We typically, you know, you see those kind of big ebb and flows throughout the year where there's a sharp decline or a sharp incline of memberships. Luckily, this past year, we've seen a nice steady growth, which is great. It just means people are getting back into the community, getting back into either their old routines or their new routines that they're developing coming off of the pandemic. So we love what we're seeing there. We're seeing new faces from all around. We have people from other countries, across the board, a lot of diversity coming in to the Y to enjoy all of what we have to offer. So we love it.
I know in some activities or special interests and talking to people in a lot of different vantage points, it seems like coming through a pandemic, a lot of people looked around and went, you know, I've always wanted to do this or learn how to do that. And maybe it's a sport, maybe it's music, maybe it's something else. But for people, there's a lot of places where it might apply at the Y.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I think we've touched base on some of those things in terms of, you know, kids getting into sports, kids getting into new programs that they've never had opportunity to, adults coming away from, you know, maybe being isolated or not getting enough physical activity throughout the day. They're starting something new, and we have that to offer, and we can, you know, we have all of the things in place to make sure that their transition, whether it be transitioning into something new or renewing, that they can be successful. And the great thing is, the thing I'm most proud of at the Y is just the amazing staff who work there, who truly care. They care about our members, they care about the Y, and they're true professionals, and they just welcome everybody, and they're just there for everybody who steps through those doors.
I want to back up to something you said in the last segment about this potential indoor-outdoor space and all of that. What's it going to take to make that happen?
Some organization, planning, and getting it done. So, you know, in the winter months, we're in our planning phases of it. It's not an immense project, so it shouldn't take that long, but we're really excited. We have a task force created, and we're meeting on a regular basis to make sure we're doing all the right steps in planning so we can get this off the ground as soon as we can and really, you know, hit the ground running in spring and summer when it's going to be a really fun place to be.
So is there a funding piece in terms of, have you figured out how much is it going to cost to do all this?
That's still in the works, but luckily we've received some funding that is going to support at least a large majority of it. So we're excited to take on this venture.
So being the CEO for the last 4 months of the Y, what's been the most challenging thing so far?
Most challenging thing so far, I think just some of our staffing levels haven't been up to where we want them to be. So it, you know, puts a little bit of a burden on some of our other staff who have to pick it up from the gap of having enough staff. But overall, it's the future is bright. So every day is a new challenge, but I would say some of our staffing is, and so we're hiring all the time. So that's where the biggest challenge is.
What about the most rewarding aspect of leading this organization?
You know, the most rewarding is just talking with the members who can share their story of the why, whether it's 50 years of being a member or they're brand new to it and they're just excited to try something new. It's rewarding to hear the stories, the transformation, see the smiling faces and hear what they're doing at the why. So that's just rewarding every day, walking through the why and just meeting people who, you know that they're in the right place, they're connecting with people and having a great time doing it.
And for people who want to find out more after listening to all this talk about the why, talk about what's on their website, what they can find there.
You can find just about everything. So it's ymcaofdouglascounty.org. Please go there. It has all of our schedules, information about membership. And speaking of membership, starting on Monday, we're working with Saving Grace. So we're doing a little food drive for dry cat and dog food and wet dog and cat food. So if you bring some of those items in, like a pound of pre-sealed dry dog food, bring it in. We'll waive your joining fee, and that will go to a good cause, helping the pets of our community as well. So, yeah.
Stephen Stanfield, CEO of the YMCA of Douglas County. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Kyle. It's great.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.